Time for our weekly visit with the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Good to have you back here with us, and congratulations on a fine performance over the weekend. What was it like, beyond the hockey, what was it like being back at UMass?
I didn't think about it much until like we pulled up there on Thursday, and it was a little weird practicing there as a visitor and all that kind of stuff, but it was nice to see a lot of people that, you know, obviously we shared 5 great years with, and at the end of the day, it was good to see our guys find their passion again and play really hard. We got the W obviously on Friday, and you know, weren't able to sustain it on Saturday obviously, but it was coming off the weekend before, it was really good to see them, the guys respond for each other.
Yeah, that's the thing I noticed on the Friday night game, was that they were playing with a kind of jam that they hadn't been playing with recently. But I also noticed that it looked to me like, though your top line were the heroes of the weekend, as it were, it looked like the second, third, and fourth lines were playing with a little bit more consistency. Was I wrong, or...
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think it's, when we get a consistent effort from everybody, whether it's our 12 forwards and 6 or 7 D and our goaltender, you know, we're able to play with anybody, and we showed that on Friday and Saturday. And but when we're off by a couple players, or, you know, a line or a D pairing or whatever, or a goaltender or whatever it might be, then we get what we got the weekend before that. And that's, you know, we have a very thin margin of error on our team, and we know that, and the guys understand that. And, it means our focus and our effort and our compete level have to be, you know, at the very top all the time. And that's, but we have to embrace that and just know that that's our identity, and that's going to carry us through, or it's going to carry us to disappointing results, as it has at times too.
Now, you don't have too many people sitting up in the stands watching their fellow players play anymore. You're down to pretty much got your crew. Yep. And I noticed that one of your top defensemen didn't play the second half of Saturday night's game.
Yeah.
Are you seeing guys maximizing their opportunities that maybe in a different way?
I mean, we've kind of... As you know, we've just kind of been, whoever's going is going to play for us on any given night. You know, outside of, you know, our top line has been consistently kind of together for a while now with Lyndon Breen and Donovan Hull and Ben Fasson. But, we've definitely lost some guys to injury. We've lost some guys that have left the program. We're kind of, you know, piecing together our lineup every night. But I think our guys kind of embrace that. And, They realize that this is a phenomenal opportunity that doesn't happen a lot in college hockey, where you have a new coach who doesn't have really any biases towards any players. You know, and I think that's really helped some players this year, where they go, hey, if I want to go and play in the power play, if I show the coach I can play in the power play, I'm going to play in the power play. And it's not whether I have or haven't in the past 2 or 3 years, it's what am I doing today? So I think that's an opportunity that's what a lot of guys have embraced this year, and we've seen tremendous improvements from certain players. And you know, some players have gone the other way too, and it's been tough for them because maybe they've been guys that have always been those players that have found themselves in different situations. So that everyone's working through a different point in their career and their time here at Maine. But I'm excited to see going forward here, you know, who steps up and can maybe, you know, fill that void for a player or two that might be out.
Yeah, I would think you get to dress the extra player these days. So you can dress one more, yep. And you have been dressing an extra defenseman. I don't know if you have enough to dress an extra defenseman now. But one of the things I think that has made that interesting in college hockey is the way that sometimes that really helps out on special teams. Mm-hmm. I thought that at times over the weekend the penalty kill looked great.
Yeah, I mean, Simon Boutel is a player that, you know, he's a senior for us, and he hasn't, he's had an up and down year, but he's a really good penalty killer. And, you know, so it's nice to be able to address him he goes out and he blocks a lot of shots. He's a hard-nosed kid. I thought he did a really good job on the kill. See, I mean, it is nice to have, especially when you have injuries and you have, you know, you have some guys maybe playing in different spots that they're not used to. It's nice to have that extra player, whether it's an extra forward or an extra defense. And there's times where it's hard to get that player ice time too, and you kind of feel bad that, you know, they're sitting there, you know, on the bench for a lot of the game. But every game's different, and I think our guys realize that, hey, when you have a chance, whether you've been sitting there for a period or you're playing every other shift, go out, make the most of it, and take advantage of an opportunity. And that's what we're going to need for going down the stretch here. We're going to need every one of our players that gets a chance to put that jersey on, which is going to be basically every healthy body we have, to embrace it and thrive in it, and maybe play above what maybe they've expected from themselves in the past.
We're talking with Maine Hockey's Ben Barr here on Downtown. Ben, what are a couple of keys for you to be successful this weekend?
I think we're just going to have to play simple hockey. I think that's going to be the same against UNH. You know, it's going to be like that for us every game the rest of the way. You know, when you're a little shorthanded, you know, guys playing different spots that they might not be used to. It's really important just to keep the game as simple as you can, play really good defense, and then execute when you get a chance. Execute when you get on the power play. Our power play has been much improved the past month or so, I would say. And, you know, we can't make mistakes that cost us. We had two goals against on Saturday night that were just a result of us not doing what we're supposed to do on a forecheck or in the D zone. We can't have goals against like that anymore. You know, as you go down, you know, as you get later in the season, you want to make the other team make plays to score on you. And when we blow a forecheck or blow our defensive zone coverage and leave a guy wide open in front of the net for a tap-in goal, those are the things that can't happen to us, and that comes down to being really structured and keeping the game really simple. I think that's going to be really key for us.
Well, Coach, one of the other things I think is going to be exciting this weekend is it looks like Saturday night's going to be very close to a full house. There's always been a special, I wouldn't say animosity, but there's always been a special extra when it comes to playing UNH. Do you think that it's harder for kids these days when they've got all these different loyalties in their past, juniors, prep school, high school, whatever, to sometimes feel these rivalries the way maybe they did in the past?
I think the last couple of years is maybe, like, you know, obviously it's been different, you know, last year, no fans. So I think, you know, it might take some time for some players, especially new players in you know, in our program and in every program to understand what those rivalries mean, because it, you know, it really hasn't been the same the last couple of years. And but you know, for us, it's just a matter of, we can't, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and as it always is in the Alphon, and you know, the students and the community support is phenomenal. It's important for us as a program to make sure we just, you know, our process is still the same. Tomorrow we have to have a really good practice. We have to go and play. Everyone has to be on top of their game on Friday night to give ourselves a chance to win. And that's whether we're playing UNH or anybody. We can't let the emotions, you know, get us out of character, I guess, so to speak. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a fun environment for both teams. The rivalry will be, you know, I'm sure that'll heat up as, you know, hopefully things continue to become more normal over the next few years and everything. But, you know, for us, it's really important that we just stick to what we do, and make sure it's not anything more or less than another game for us to get better. And that's what I'm really looking forward to for this weekend.
Well, Ben, we wish you luck this weekend as always. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ben Barr, head coach of Maine Black Bear Hockey. Our Black Bear reports are presented by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Tulle a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything you need, from oil changes to engine jobs, from Tom Bennett and the experienced local people you can trust at Bennett Auto Center. Find them online as well at BennettAutoCenter.com.